What the analysis shows is that while extreme poverty amongst children has declined over the past decade, it still affects over 29 million children in those countries covered in the analysis. That is approximately one in four children.
So when we talk about deprivation, we talk about minimum requirements?
Exactly. So what the analysis has looked at is the basic necessities that children need for their well-being, and that includes education, quality housing, nutrition, health care, safe water, of course, sanitation, and access to information. What we want to underline is that child poverty is much more than just household income. It's about access to a variety of services that children need to grow up healthy and with everything that they need to thrive and reach their full potential.
Regarding the lack of education, for instance, so what kind of impact can you find about this lack of education on children?
The lack of education in this study was found to be one of the most important drivers of inequality and poverty for children. So what UNICEF is calling for is much more investment in education, as we know that that is really the key to helping children break out of the cycle of poverty, that, you know, if they're not educated at a young age, there's a very high chance that their children will also grow up in poverty as well.
So we see that there are a lot of challenges. For instance, the water and the sanitation also are a big challenge. So what kind of consequence, what kind of impact these issues have on the children?
Right. So the study found that one in five children in the 11 countries that were covered in the analysis has to walk more than 30 minutes to fetch water, or that same proportion has to use water that's not safe for drinking. And we also found that more than one-third of children live in homes that don't actually get tap water. So what that means is that not only are children who are faced with that deprivation more exposed to the risk of waterborne diseases, it also means that it's a lot of time taken away from their day that could be otherwise spent studying or playing and just being children. So these kinds of deprivations really tend to emphasize each other, so to speak, in the sense that children who are faced with multiple deprivations, including low access to education or difficult access to safe water, have a lot of difficulty breaking out of the cycle of poverty that they're trapped in.
And so we have to mention, too, that this study was conducted in 11 countries, but still we sometimes miss some essential data, right? So you try to to cope with the lack of data.
Yeah, exactly. What we found in undertaking this study is that countries in the region don't regularly assess child poverty, and certainly not in all of its different forms. Not having accurate data makes it very difficult to tailor policies that adequately address the problem at its root and actually solve the issue of child poverty. Also, of course, the Middle East and North Africa region has a lot of conflict, a lot of displacement, and these kinds of shocks actually make it even more difficult to accurately capture in terms of data.